When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey friend, do you love the podcast and do you want an extra episode every week? Well, you can do. For premium content, subscribe to Confession Sessions via the link in this description or by searching Girls Overheard Confession Sessions wherever you get your podcasts. And also remember to hit the follow button wherever you are listening to this podcast. It really does help us grow in order for us to keep bringing you the content that you love.
Hi,
this is Girls Overheard, the podcast that's like listening into our group chat. I'm Ash.
I'm Ailey.
And I'm Lauren. And as always, we have no idea where this chat is going to go.
Follow us on Instagram at Girls Overheard if you want to get involved.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the pod. How are we all doing today, girls? How are we?
Good.
I had my coffee this morning, my takeaway from Cafe Reed.
Yeah, what were you calling it again?
Cafe Rideau.
You just can't, anything ending EDO, we just can't use.
Your lipstick's really nice, by the way.
Do you like it? It's very brown.
Is that, what one is that?
So guess what it is.
Oh no, it's just going to be a TikTok thing and then this sounds like it's made up.
It is.
This sounds like a setup.
Oh my gosh.
This is not an ad.
Your lips look great, Ash.
Your tits.
Couldn't see your TikTok.
Your tits look great. Pardon? Wow.
Please tell us more about it. Go on.
Why have I got my light on? Oh my God, sorry. Hold on one second. Yeah, so basically there's this lipstick. It's called Wonderskin. Have you seen it?
Wonderskin.
Wait for one sec. I can't. I'll actually spew.
No, I'm going to turn this volume down.
How
Ailey,
do you do that?
Ailey, you don't know how to do it though.
Guys, we have been left with the, we've been given the reins, haven't we? Producer Anne has got a wee bit of a family emergency, which is really awful. But we have been left with the...
She's twiddling buttons. Why are you twiddling?
Ailey is turning knobs on the Rodecaster, which is the big fancy piece of equipment that they use to record the pod. And she's acting like, do you know what you're doing? Is that better?
Yeah, it's better. I just can't see if it's just above. Must be like 1 decibel too high. And it makes me like, I just want to...
Is it yourself
she's hard,
you don't like to
she
hear?
Is hard work, isn't she?
No, it's you guys.
She has hard work.
I'm not being funny. You're actual hard work.
She has
anybody
hard
else
work.
Just put up and shut up. But you're like, sorry, I'm literally going to spew if I don't turn this down by 1 decibel. That's literally your work. That's
verbatim.
We have
to make sure that she doesn't need to go to the toilet before we start because she just fucks up halfway through. Bye.
I can't handle it. I must have sensitive ears, guys.
Ailey is in that whole notion of, what's it called again? The life-changing... art of not giving a fuck. Is that what that is book is? Yeah. You're basically in that whole camp of like, if it doesn't spark joy, I'm not doing it.
I'm setting boundaries. If I need a toilet, I'm going.
I'm allowed. I'm telling no one.
Right, tell me about your lip stuff.
So my lip stain, right? But I feel like this is going to be a very colourful podcast because we've got a few things to talk about. First up is this one. Have you seen the Wonderskin lip stain?
This is a purple one.
I've not seen this.
Right, so basically, you probably
it goes
have,
on purple.
You put it's literally yes. To be honest, Lauren, I think you would like it in its same natural form without rubbing it off.
Is it given Kate Moss Rimmel?
By the way, it's kind of more on the side of that versus like also a bit sort of metallic alien noughties vibe. Anyway, so basically you put this on and it's like a bluish purplish tint with a slight shimmer through it. Mm-hmm. You leave it on. I thought it was 5 minutes. It's literally 30 seconds and they're all different tones that they come out. So I think the one I got was called Whimsical. Oh my God, especially
Whimsical.
After our chat. Uh-huh. I'm sure it's called Whimsical. I'm certain it is. Anyway, it's like more of like a brownie tone. And you basically put it on, goes purple, and then you wipe it off and it stains your lips that colour. And what I like about it most, right, is I still wear lipstick quite often over the top of it. But what I like about it is that see when that starts to wear off in the day, I've not got big pale lips underneath.
Yes.
And I think it's a very much a telling part of getting older when your lips start to get a bit see-throughy looking.
And a bit thin.
I just feel like I might go back to getting lip blush done. Remember you got lip blush done, Ailey?
I've been thinking about this. I've been looking at it again. And actually microblading as well.
Yeah,
I'm like, I need to get my face like ready to go.
My eyebrows are going a bit baldy at this side here.
Same.
Like at the front. And they do go sparse once you get older.
Yeah. So I'm thinking I'm going to go and get lip blush done at some point. Because I did really like when I had that done.
I loved it.
It was, don't get me wrong, I actually found lip blush quite sore to get done, if I'm being honest.
I found it fine as long as she like we use the same girl. And she stopped every 2 seconds to like put the numbing cream back on. But the problem is when you get numbing cream on your lips and then you start tattooing them, all the blood rushes towards them because of where they are in your body.
Right.
And then that, like, it's not numb anymore.
Do you know what I looked
like? You only get like a minute or two before you need to put the numbing cream back on.
Do you know what I looked like? I'm not even joking. Remember in Monsters, Inc. when they try to do that scream machine when Randall tries to pull the screams out of the kid's mouth? Uh-huh. But then he puts the wee like sidekick guy behind it and ends up with a big massive like inflated lips.
Right.
You know that scene?
This is you.
That was me. I had the pure mat because they were so swollen. It's the only thing that put me off it, to be honest. But the actual, if you look back in my wedding pictures or even just getting ready for the wedding in the morning, I've got a really lovely lip shape and it's mostly down to, first of all, a wee bit of filler. But I never had that. I only get a 0.5 mil. It's actually nothing. It's only...
I think I would like a wee bit of my top lip because I notice how I bite mine and I do this thing. Well, it's really flared up now. So I actually think that it's because they're getting thinner and it's almost like they can fit my mouth more.
Yeah.
I can fit more in.
You can get more in.
I mean, obviously I'm sitting up until stupid o'clock watching the telly again.
It's also the things that you're anxious about, Lauren, because you're watching things that are scary.
Yeah. But it's not... No, The Walking Dead is comfort.
No,
you're a weirdo. You're actually a weirdo.
I actually think it could be affecting your sleep as well when you go to sleep. If you watch that until 2 a.m. and then go to sleep.
I sleep like a baby because I know what the end one is.
Yeah.
I know what ones to watch and what ones not to watch.
She's her own spoiler in her head because she's watching us for a second time, which, by the way, there's about 20 seasons of.
Oh, The Walking Dead.
Yeah, there's so many. There's so many.
My attention span could never.
Me neither. I'd be like, when's this done?
Andy put that Snowfall on. Like, I think he was talking to you about it on Sunday. And he's like, it's so good. It's so good. I just can't.
I couldn't get into it either.
I just can't get into anything. I feel like I just get so bored.
Andy must say that. 10 minutes.
I'm into
Love Island.
I'm into Love Island.
I'm so into it.
I've got the attention span for Love Island.
Oh, it's so... That's what we need. It's something that you can just tune in every night at the same time. I just love it.
It's been really good this season.
But do you know what else I think has been a game changer is the fact that it's all stars. So it's all the ones that have been on it before. You kind of know who they are. So you don't have that like annoying period of like a week where you're trying to learn everybody's name and like...
Yeah, get to know them.
You already know who they are. You know who the troublemakers are, i.e. Georgia.
Wow.
And she is just doing herself. Now, I don't watch it. I've seen it unravel on TikTok. She is doing herself no favours.
I just don't know how, right? And I honestly tread carefully with this because I feel like we need to err on the side of caution with like speaking about people, right? I get that because there's been situations before, especially with Love Island, where people have been treated really awful when they've come out, right? However, I don't understand how somebody can be on a show knowing that everything is recorded, right? But then to physically watch yourself on a screen, do things with everyone else around you watching on that movie night, and then deny what any happens? Wrongdoing. I'm like, are you genuinely deluded?
Yeah, I think she might be. I honestly think.
Literally, I think there is something there that I go, you can take no accountability for any. And it's the whole like gaslighting beyond all belief that I feel as if you switch the tables around and we switch the genders and Callum was a woman and Georgia was a man, we would all be saying that's
toxic,
terrible.
Toxic.
Yep. Imagine speaking to a girl like that. It's terrible. But she's almost getting away with it because of the pretty privilege.
Uh-huh. I knew. So see when the thing happened with the PDA awards, right? And everyone could see that she'd been lying.
Stephen Callum said, you're full of broken biscuits, Josh. That ended me. And then he was like, the proof is in the pudding, the Yorkshire pudding.
Oh, I love that.
I love Callum. I love him. I think he's brilliant.
Last week or whenever we spoke about him, I was like, I just got a weird vibe off him. It's gone. I love him now. I do absolutely love him. I think he's maybe just he's not got the same riz as all the other guys.
Yes.
So me jumping in here, correct, because I'm not watching it. What do we think of Anton?
I think he's a wee doll.
He is.
What do you think the girl, because I don't think a lot of people are buying the whole him Georgia thing.
I don't buy it either.
But what kind of girl do you think he needs? Because if we don't watch out for him, but Katie Price is going to end up getting her fingers into him.
You're right. Nope, she's a Katie Price.
No, she said how she thinks he's like dead attractive and stuff and she really fancies him and apparently his mum was like, no chance.
His Anton's mum, by the way, on Instagram was probably one of my favourite things ever.
I haven't seen her.
So she's been doing like these wee like short snippets on his socials. Go and watch them. She's brilliant. So Anton, I really, really like him. I think Anton is literally the definition. He is the personification of the thing that we talk about all the time where someone develops their frontal cortex and becomes mature because he is mature. I think he's not just mature just in his way. I think he's actually really emotionally aware of people. Yep. He's a proper empath, but he doesn't take in his own feelings into consideration. And I feel like Georgia is going to absolutely break his heart.
I think for him,
he's living on a wish and a dream right now.
Georgia, I think, is lying to herself. I don't think she. Yeah. I don't think she's got any badness in her whatsoever.
But it's like, you know, it's almost like she goes, maybe he's the safe bet. He's the safe option. Yeah.
He's a good match for her, but she's not. She doesn't fancy him.
I think that in her mind, she's almost trying to convince herself, going, come on, try and fancy him because he is a great guy. You would be happy with him.
Yeah.
But then the wee kind of like toxic part of her's coming up going, but we like a bad guy.
Yeah.
Let's face it,
exactly. Look, Stephen Bear was our previous boyfriend. Exactly. And then she likes the guys that are hard to get with. Even Casey, the new guy that's come in, apparently they had a wee bit of a history and she was really upset about the fact that he was not... What?
Did you see that episode?
Stop.
What?
Can we please discuss this, Lauren? You don't know this. This is so funny. Basically, her and Casey had a wee bit of history, right? Where I think she'd said something about how she had...
We've all got history.
No, I know, but I think that she's literally...
It's like, we've got history. We grew shoulders in a nightclub. Uh-huh.
No, I know that. But this time, I think they were nearly about to be like in a relationship. Right. She said something about traveling for 14 hours or something like that.
In economy, poor girl.
I know. To Thailand. I traveled 14 hours in the economy. She went on a long-haul plane journey to see him. I think he was traveling or something. And she's like, and I did that. And then you just basically ghosted me. And he was like, right, okay, fair, I did ghost you. And she's like, I just don't know why. And he went, I think it was the granddad thing. And she went, what? Oh, he went, just like, I know you're spiritual and all that, but like some of it is just kind of freaking me out a bit. Remember you had that thing where you said that you basically spoke to my dead granddad. Have you seen my dead granddad?
It's the way that she instantly went, oh, I know, but I mean... See, at that point, though, at least she's got a reason. It's not like, oh, I just started to find you annoying. It's, you said you saw my dead granddad and it just was too much.
And she said, like, I was having a spiritual experience and I was really feeling people around me and I felt like you needed to know my dead mystic neck.
Oh, so I really funny. Like her. I really,
do you know
really
what it
like
was,
her?
Right? See, the pure comedy value of that was just not seeing that coming. Uh-huh. You were expecting him to say something like, listen, you're just a bit full on or whatever. When you started saying about dead granddad, it just really put me off you. I think that's the most unique way someone has ever got the ick.
Yeah, it's totally justified.
When she says she sees your dead granddad.
Yeah. What about Molly and Tom?
No, wait, can I just interject with one thing here right now?
Okay.
See, the TikTok trend that I love now is, I'm so thankful for my long hair.
I know.
My natural long hair.
I didn't realise that was anything to do with Love Island at all. I just genuinely thought it was girls lying about having extensions.
No, that was how... See, at the time, right? So see, when she said that, this was like post-big argument and she was with Toby. And Toby's like, what are you grateful for? To try and cheer her up. And she starts listing off all the stuff she loves about herself. But the natural long hair thing, I remember going, why did she say natural? Like, surely anyone could have long hair naturally, you just don't cut it. Like, it's not like a thing that you're just, I naturally have long hair, it doesn't make sense. And then I seen people say she's saying natural because she's not got extensions and all the other girls with long hair in the villa have extensions.
Yeah, it's just she's throwing shade.
It's so funny. She is, and like, I'm not putting her down because I'm happy that she's there.
Yeah, she's providing entertainment.
But the pick me energy, it is pick me energy.
It's at an all time high.
So much.
The wee pin on the scale just went ping right off.
Do you know what Love Island needs? They need like a lifeguard station, right? Where people sit up and you can just instantly shout out over a big tannoy when somebody's talking pure shite.
Yeah.
Or when they're doing something wrong, like, Callum, she's over there with Toby.
Or
she's saying that shite.
They need to have surprise movie nights all the time. Not even a movie night. Sometimes, how good would it be if just the big screen flashed on and it just showed something?
When there was an argument
like the Hunger Games with somebody.
Or what if they basically get told, Islanders, because remember they can write anything into this, anything at all.
Yeah.
They could just go, Islanders, on their text. You have two passes through your whole experience where you're allowed to ask for certain situations to be replayed in the beach hut.
Yes.
So you're allowed to go in and basically request to see a conversation that's taking place, because you're going to see it when it comes out anyway. You can ask for us to pull the archives for you to see a conversation. So for example, if you had a sneaky feeling that the person you're coupled up with is like, you know, talking to someone else, you could actually say, can I go and see if they've been speaking to each other? And they can go, okay. And there could be two just normal conversations that they see that's nothing like, you know, there's nothing in it, and they go, cool, I feel fine now. Or they could say, she said that she said this to him, but he said that she said this. And then next minute, they get to see what actually was said.
Do they not do the thing with the tweets anymore, where they like read out people's tweets?
Yeah, no. I think they're trying to stop that because
no, they did trolling. Stop it. But they, everybody's petitioning for it to come back. Who was it that Stormzy did the tweet about again?
I can't remember.
It was like, it was blanked out and it was like, she's mugging you off, mate. Stormzy. Can't imagine him sitting at home watching Love Island. That's why not? He's Bird's the presenter now.
Oh, so she is.
Are they not the most beautiful couple ever?
Probably to ever exist, yeah.
I would thruple with that.
Thruple. Oh, Florin, for God's sake.
What do you think about the twins?
I really like the twins. I feel like they were quite annoying in the first time they were in, but I actually quite like them now and I can totally tell them apart.
Are they ginger in this one?
No, they're blonde.
Oh.
I just feel like one of them is really passive aggressive to the other and the other one feels really timid.
That was the 5-pound twin and the wee timid one's like the 3-year twin.
She's the one who took all, she took all the food for the placenta.
Yeah. I just feel like you can pure feel the competition between them and one of them said like, oh, I think I'm going to pick whatever, and she was like, why are you going to pick him? You could just, there. It feels so tense between it must be horrible to have like yourself like doubled.
They both like Casey.
Yeah.
That's basically what that was. I mean, it's obvious.
And then one's went for Callum. I don't think Callum's going to be into it.
No, and also, do you think, justice for Callum. Yep. I think Callum is brilliant. I think he's handled himself so well. And do you know what I loved the most about that whole situation? Was the way that Georgia was like, I just really need to make my decision. He made it for you.
Exactly.
He literally said, what was the word that he said?
He was like, do you think I'd ever want to be with somebody like you after seeing that? No way.
Never in a million years.
And then the next day she's like, I really need to make my decision whether I'm going to pick Callum or Toby.
And he was over it.
Uh-huh. He already pied her. Even I seen that.
Uh-huh, but she's so like, she's just very self-absorbed. She just think everyone loves her natural long hair.
Do you not think they should have like a den mother? You know how like what you get in the jail? That like is like words of wisdom and reasoning and stuff like that. That's what they need in there.
Yeah. That was Hannah. But do you know what I was going to say about Callum actually? Do you think him and Molly will get back together?
No.
They're such a beautiful couple though.
I honestly think they will at some point.
Do you?
And do you know what I think will happen? I think they'll both sit down at some point in the near future, whether it's on Love Island or separate from that. They'll get back together. They know each other's families. They were together for 3 years. They are honestly going to laugh at some point and go, do you remember we fell out and like, you know, broke up and all that because I was pissed off that you didn't take the bins out. And
is
you
that
were
why they broke up?
No. No, but it'll just be like, no, Lauren.
It wouldn't surprise me though.
But it'll be over like just like general life stuff. And then they think the grass is greener on the other side. And actually, see if you were to do a compatibility test, they two are the most compatible in there by a country mile. Yeah. They've got the same morals. They've got good judgment of character. They back themselves. They're honest enough to admit when they're wrong as well, by the way, which I think is pretty...
The
admirable.
One that I had seen on TikTok was it movie night? And the two of them were like backing each other up, even though they were like opposite ends and stuff like that. And it had nothing to do with them. And it was actually really nice to see that they weren't like being like snide towards each other and stuff like that.
I think it must be really hurtful for Molly to watch somebody cheat Callum badly because she still has feelings for him. And she did say something, right? And it wasn't really like elaborated on. She walked away and said she ruined everything at the beginning of me and him trying to get things back on track. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Which means for me, I know deep down that she wants to get back with him and see the respect that they both have for each other when they then couple up with someone that they're both quite pleased about. Like I could tell that Callum was quite pleased that like she's with Tom because he seems like a nice guy, right? Mm-hmm. And she was quite pleased that he had been picked and didn't get dumped.
Yeah.
I know there was enough guys, right? But I think that she was quite pleased for him. But I honestly think at some point they two are going to turn the full thing around and get back together.
Do you know somebody commented on our TikTok last night and said, why have I only just realised that Lauren is a double of Molly? Or Molly is a double of Lauren?
Yeah, you are very alike.
I've never seen it
Callum
before.
Go out with me?
But then I thought
Chris is like Callum.
Yeah, I thought Callum and Chris. And now I'm thinking about it, I'm like, is that Lauren and Chris?
I showed Chris the picture when you said that. And he was like, I'll take
that. Oh,
he was pure chuffed with himself.
I can't so work out what it is. You know that way someone just has like the same kind of thing? I don't
what
know
what you're talking
eyes.
About. This is what we said.
What?
They're in a category.
They're in
together.
The same category. That's all it is. Yeah.
Yep.
Category.
In the same way that I think that Josh and Tom are also in the same category. Something I'm obsessed with, girls. This is actually something that's a food item.
Oh, do tell.
No, I'm quite into the peppermint teas at the moment.
Yes.
So this is so granny-ish, right? Peppermint and licorice tea bags.
Shut up.
I swear to God, try it. It's... Sounds horrible. See, I'm not even a big licorice fan.
I hate licorice.
Doesn't actually...
Why do you say that? It's licorice.
No, it's not, Lauren.
I hate it.
It's licorice.
It's licorice. Where's the SH? I see a C and an E.
Don't you start looking it up, because I tell you, it ends with a CE.
Siri, how do you say licorice?
Oh, it doesn't understand, because it's licorice like
that,
is not a word.
What's that word you're trying to say, Lauren?
It's licorice.
No, I refuse to believe it.
Licorice.
Lick her face. That's now what it sounds like. That is
so
now
yeah,
what
I'm into
it. Like.
I'm into it. I really like it a lot.
I feel like that's like licking the bottom of an old lady's handbag.
Oh. It's very black and white. Is it all sorts?
I'm getting scents of blackcurrant as well.
It's really lovely. Honestly, try it. I'm well into it. Also, can I tell you something funny actually that happened the other day? Charlie's just cracking me up at the moment. Like
his party dance was hilarious.
He's just a pure laugh to be around. You never know what he's going to say next. Do you know what he done to me the other day? He was like, I love you so much. I was like, I love you too. This is bedtime chat. You know, the one that's like, they're just what it's
all. Stall.
He's like, I think you might be like one of the best mums in the world. I went, really? He was like, yeah. I mean, the best mums in Scotland, I'm going to say probably you're number five.
What a troll.
And I went, all right, cool. And I just act unbothered, obviously, even though I'm dying inside. I went, and who'd be number one? And he went, so number one would probably be, let me rethink. I'm not sure who number one is. I think number two would probably be maybe Nana.
I don't know who number one is, but I know it's not you.
Basically, and then I could see the realization in his face, right? And I was going, all right, okay, and then who's number three? And he was going, let's say, for example, number three is like Aunt Laura, number four is Aunt Ailey, right? That kind of thing. And then number five obviously be me. And then he went, look, bear in mind, I'm unarsed at this point. He then looked at me and went, oh, but I realise I've made a big mistake. I realise and just... And then he starts crying. I mean, what are you crying for? He's like, I should have made you number one. I don't know why I made you number five.
Well, the spot's still open, Charlie.
And I went, that's fine. He's like, I think you should be number one. And I just feel like you think I don't love you anymore. I was like, why are you crying?
Why is that the case? I went,
stop crying. And he was like, and now you're upset with me. I was like, I've done fuck all. I have done nothing.
Go, good night.
That was basically, he started his own war. Right? He started his own thing and then got upset at me. For him thinking that I was upset. Honestly, some laugh. Anyway, the other
that's
day, my pal came and she was staying in a hotel. And I was like, listen, we'll come through and see you and we'll go swimming. So we went into the hotel. That was fine. Did the swimming, came out, getting ready. And she came in to see me, but she didn't realise he was in the same room. And she walked in and she'd half a sports bra on, half of it off, right? And she went to walk in. She went, oh, Charlie. And he went, oh. And he'd seen her boobs, right? And she went, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And he went, I just seen your boobs.
What do we do now?
I just seen your boobies. I was like, wait, enough. And then he's forgotten himself, but it was hilarious, right? We're then sitting at the dinner table and he turns around and we're having a chat and he was like, looking at me, my friend Sarah and my friend Beth, and she was like, I've seen everyone at this table's boobies. And we were just at ourselves, and then he just turned and pure dead-eyed Beth went, except from yours, Beth. As if, like, better get that changed. Honestly, he's probably not funny.
Stopped thinking about it. Like, I cannot believe I just seen that.
Uh-huh. So honestly, he's just a pure laugh. I love him. He's hysterical. I really should write some of the things down that he says. You know when people say that, like, oh, yeah, you could write a book.
Yeah,
I've got a few things saved in my phone and my notes, obs, but I really need to add to them because there's some things that he says that I'm just like, even things that he gets wrong. Like, what was he calling it? Europa Conference League? Is that what it's called? He calls it the Europa Confidence League. We
Charlie
words
that wins
gets,
that
yeah.
one.
It gets, he misses it. He misses the words and just gets everything wrong. It's so funny. He had his party on Sunday and he had Callum from Sports Squad. Big shout out to Callum. He was great,
crazy
by the way.
Crazy Callum.
Crazy Callum. If you're looking for some kind of thing to do for a kid's party, then highly recommend Callum. Not gifted, not an ad, by the way. Just paid
he's
as
just,
a normal punter.
Just
but yeah, he's very, very good. And I think I would like to support his business by giving a big reco on the pod.
He's so good.
Especially if you don't want to do fuck all. Not say you didn't do fuck all at the party, but like, if you don't want to have to do party games and all that, he does all of it for you.
Yeah, he does that. But you can also get him to, for example, if you wanted to do like a football party, he would take the football party for you. He can do anything, but he basically did all the fun games and they loved it. They did what's the one that's like lifeguards and sharks?
Yeah, when they're on
the
skateboards. Oh no, is that
the parachute one? It's like, remember you get the big colourful parachute?
Sorry, but do you not remember when that came out in school and everybody just went, oh my God.
Oh, it was the best day ever.
That was heroin, are you joking? We were all absolutely ready for it.
Do you know, I feel like we've got a pure milestone day today, right? I don't know if you've done this in school, but this morning I dropped Oliver off and I realised all the kids going in carrying their wee plants. And I remembered, fuck, I need to run back to the house and get Oliver's plant, because like a few months ago they gave us a bulb in a little plant pot.
Is it a hyacinth?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And he said, put it in the cupboard. So you have to put it in a cold or cool, dark place, right? So I was quite proud of mine. And then see when I seen the other kids going in with theirs, theirs is like 2 feet high.
How big's yours?
Have they been giving it baby bio?
Well, it basically says, I followed the instructions. The instructions were, you just leave it in a cold, if it needs water, give it a wee bit of water. But generally, you just leave it, right? So this was mine, and I was quite proud of it because it was still like a wee bulb. It's got a wee flavour on it.
Ailey, that is so bad.
It's so bad.
You do realise they're meant to be like Marge Simpson's hair. They're meant to be pure high.
Well, I only realised that when I saw all the other kids walking in with their huge big flowers, and I've just got like a wee bulb.
You should have not bothered. I went and bought one.
I know.
Dropped it off and said, really sorry. Mind you, Oliver's too... he's too observant. He would have dobbed you in.
See what I think about it? I think I gave her the plant pot as well.
No.
Of course you did. I think I gave her my plant pot. Oh, fuck.
Get that back. But here's the thing. I did the bulb competition and grew that thing and it was so good. I wish I had a picture of it, right? And then I don't know what happened, but we had a weekend where we were busy and we were doing a lot of washings and a lot of tumble drying, right? Every flower shriveled and went crusty. Every single one.
It happened
so fast, literally 2 days. It was honestly, it was the height. See the palm of your hand plus your fingers. That was the height of the flowers, purple, like that color, dark, like kind of fuchsia colored.
Yep,
amazing. And then it just went
all
in
that
the
work. Our school's obviously not got the funding for that because we've not had a bulb in it forever.
Shame, but we did get, Ella never got one. Only Charlie's class. Only Charlie's class. So yeah. So yours is definitely better than mine's. At least yours survived.
So yesterday I put this on, right, because I seen a TikTok about it, and actually it follows on from your licorice chat, because your family obviously says licorice and we say licorice. So I put one on asking, what do you do in your family that's different and you didn't realise it's different until you either grow up or you go to your pal's house and then you're like, oh shit.
Oh yeah, like us with the pompadoms.
Uh-huh, it's basically that, or it's hoosh rice. Your family make hoosh rice.
Yeah.
Someone else doesn't. Or ours was always pronouncing stuff. Like that was always my cringe thing, as I realised that everyone says things different. Like we used to call it a pedalo. Like a pedalo.
Why were you trying to make a pedalo fancy?
I don't know. Ailey's fam have got actually the best ones.
The pedalo, we always said pedalo. And it was
so you said it too.
Yeah, so when I used to hear people say pedalo, I'd be like, oh, commoner. You're just seeing it as you've read it. That I thought pedalo was the right one.
That is like the BAM version and the normal version of Darren and Darn.
Darn, yeah.
Oh, I never Kieran said Darn.
And Kieran.
Oh no, we went through a wee phase. So see when you're in like primary school, I don't know if everyone's the same, right? But in primary school, you pronounce things as normal. And then you get to high school and everyone is trying to be as neddy as possible.
Please tell us all about your pal, because this is my favourite thing. This is one of Ailey's friends' things, right? But I now use it in my everyday language. Go on then, Ailey, take it away.
So we used to, I don't know if everyone, did you used to do this as well? Were you just try and talk really neddy?
Yep.
Yeah, I think everybody went through
a
stage of it.
Full slang, right? But you obviously had to like phase it in slightly and sometimes you would get it wrong. So one of my friends, we were out drinking one weekend, right? And we'd found a wee spot that we could easily get our drink from the wee key store. Uh-huh. And then we could go round behind it and there was a wee bit where we could sit and drink and not get seen by anyone, right? And my pal was like, oh, this bit's brilliant. We should come here more often.
More often is my favourite.
And it's the moment when everyone goes, nah, that's wrong. You got the slang wrong. And then we actually had another girl.
I just imagine Ailey turning around going, no, that's not how you use it.
You're fucking it up. You need to say it the right way. Mother pal as
it's
well.
It's still the same. It remains unchanged. It's still often.
Me sitting there.
It's mayor and often.
Me sitting there in the Mira Peak like, trust me, with my buck fast.
What did you call that jacket there?
Is it Mira Peak? I don't know.
No, it's a Mira Peak.
I did say Mira Peak. I said Mira Peak.
And it just sounded weird the way she said it. And the Mera Peak, it doesn't change.
Mera Peak. But I had another pal as well who was like,
the best part of that whole thing. It's her saying it right and you going, what did you say? And you're trying to then connect the big one. Is it Mira Peak?
I don't know which one it is. I was never allowed one because there were too many. Anyway.
They were so expensive.
They were. How the fuck did kids do it? Oh. I had another pal who also fucked up once and said, oh, I love this wee bit. I used to come up here when I was schmal. I could write a book on all the time that we tried to talk slang and fucked it up.
Schmel. All right, Schmeagle. Do you know what the funniest thing is? It's because, let's face it, they're the posh girls. That's why it really didn't work for you guys.
Nobody could pull it
it's
off.
It's the context of the conversation for me as well. It's not a Neddy chat. It's a nostalgia chat. It's something really cute. Ah, isn't it lovely up here? I used to come up here all the time when I was schmal.
It's almost like you're not trying to be a Ned. It's like you're trying to be a Highlander.
You went too Neddy, it became Highland.
It went to in the Orkneys.
Schmal's my favourite.
Did anyone else do that? There was obviously the standard one, which is you start calling your mum your ma. And we would write it on MSN to each other, right? I need to go and ask my ma.
I never said my ma ever. Well,
and we wouldn't say it in real life because it was so unnatural.
Even in text, highest form of disrespect, couldn't be doing it.
Well, do you want to speak to your niece? Because she's obviously going through this stage really early because Nora now comes out of school going, oh, it's my ma.
No, she doesn't.
And she runs towards me. Yes. Or she comes out and she goes, Lauren! Lauren!
Does she really?
She does. Somewhere. She has the highest level of disrespect.
Get her a Mira Peak.
Could you imagine a wee tiny Mira
Peak when she was schmal? Please show Ailey. So the girls had to go and get their eyes tested because Jack got his eyes tested. So they did a whole family of optician appointments. And I was sitting with Lauren and she's like, Chris has texted me, he's up to Hyde with them two, they're doing his nut in and the opticians. Mm-hmm. And then sends this picture of Willis. Me and her actually could not move. Please show it. It's in your WhatsApp
literally
chat.
Just went into my text there and Chris, his number one, sent me a picture of me and Willis fast asleep.
Oh, that's so
she's
cute.
She's so flexible. Wow. Right, that is really cute. But please show. Please
to
show.
Prove that he gets up first.
Oh, good. Scoring points.
Good
scoring
for
points.
You.
Please, the minutes, like, you know, the big glasses to put on you to.
Oh, the big specs.
Yeah, but it's look so at her heavy. Face. She looks pure unarsed, doesn't she?
Apparently,
but
Chris they said, were terrors.
Chris said they were just lying through their teeth going, like, I just can't. What was it? I can't see anything. I can just see colours.
I just need glasses.
Yeah, you're actually blind at this point. Uh-huh. Oliver did the same thing when he got his eyes tested because Marcus had just got glasses. Oliver really wanted them. And the guy was literally putting, like, at one point, there was one letter in front of Oliver. Like one letter on the board and he was going, oh, I think, oh, I don't know. And I was like, Oliver, can please stop this? So I take it the girls were fine.
Girls were absolutely fine. Their eyes are super healthy, as good. They said. And actually, we can pick up Jack's glasses today.
Fun. What's he going for?
I can't lie, right? Chris took them and I was a wee bit pissed off that they picked glasses without me.
It's a big
mother.
Thing.
No, that's not overbearing mother. That is control freak and I'm the same. We are two of the kind for that.
I feel like they've just... Jack, the woman actually came out and she was like, oh, I've had my orders. He knows exactly what he wants. So he had picked them, but I'm like, that's fine. He can pick them, but I feel like I need to oversee what he's having.
Yeah,
so Chris was just like, he's just picked these little black, like round circular ones. And when he said that to me, I was like, fucking, we have made that boy watch far too much Harry Potter.
Oh no, does it come with a matching wand and a scar in your head?
I don't know. I'll need to see them in the flesh, but they're just a little basic pair there now. But I feel like...
You know that TikTok transition when people put on like glasses and then they're wearing a full different outfit or they put their foot in a shoe and it's like, and they go doomf and they've got the full outfit on, doomf, doom, doom, doom. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Is it instantly a cloak?
Dun, 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 dun. It's the Black Eyed Peas chin, right? In my head, Jack puts on the glasses and it's like full Harry Potter outfit.
I just don't feel like they look very circular.
Let me see. They're not circular. They're nice.
Let me see them. Oh, they're cute. I knew he would suit them. He's got the face for it. Glasses are quite hard to buy.
They're a bit boring, but I feel like he could have got a better pair. Like, he has to wear them quite a lot.
He could have done the whole clear frame thing. You know, the thicker clear frames.
He
could have done that.
He's got them in the house. He's got them for blue light glasses. But yeah, I feel like it's a pretty shitty angle as well, to be fair.
Yeah.
So we'll see what they look like today. But I was like, we'll go into town and get you like a proper like a dress pair.
Yeah. Go into Iola.
Where's that?
The place in the town. Remember the place we went
into? Oh yeah. I was going to go into Eye to Eye. Yeah, I feel like he needs at least two.
Is
pairs.
He nervous?
No, he's so unarsed, actually unreal.
So we asked on Instagram, things that you do in your family that you didn't realise was weird until you either grew up or went to your pal's house.
Yeah, I did it in an open forum.
Did it in an open forum and realised it was weird. Putting crisps in the fridge.
Who does that?
Weird.
You don't even put potatoes in the fridge.
No, you're not. What about bread? Some people put bread in the fridge.
Fucking weird, you don't need to do that. You put bread in the fridge.
If I buy two loaves or a wee offer, I fling that in the fridge. And also, I know if there's a loaf that I'm going to make into toast, that can just go right in the freezer.
What, you toast it from frozen?
Yep. You'll never run out of toast in your house again.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You'll never run out. That's a, by the way, that's a life hack. There you go. Tell me more.
Swim a mile in the pool before we were allowed to play. I had an almond mum. This is child cruelty.
Imagine swim a mile.
Go on holiday, swim a mile before you can play. Brutal.
How do they know they've swam a mile?
It would be like do four lengths.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Oh, this one. We are meatballs and rice, not meatballs and spaghetti.
But meatballs and rice is stroganoff, so that's actually fine. You can do some sort of meatball stroganoff.
If you've got a tomato sauce on that, that needs to be with spaghetti. See, if it's a creamy mushroom sauce, that's
definitely
fine.
Yep.
But absolutely no way are we having like a tomato-y sauce with rice.
No, I would
weird.
Never.
This one's just taking it too far. Christmas celebrations in July and a summer party in December, fully decorated with gifts. Weird.
Why?
Why would you do that? There's no explanation
but
either.
Also, surely you would have realised that from all the other like propaganda of Christmas that you were doing it wrong. That's not I grew up and realised when I went into someone else's house and they weren't having a summer party in Christmas. Uh-huh.
Do you know what that is? That's a Tumblr person that's like, I'm so alternative.
Because
tonight will be the night that I will fall for you.
Brush our teeth. Say like bitch or something. Or,
yeah.
See you 100%. Next Tuesday.
Brush our teeth with warm water.
That's absolutely vile.
That's came for the big dirty water tank.
That's not good for you.
That's not good for you.
Warmed up our cereal. Literally every cereal was warm. Cocoa Pops, Rice Krispies, Corn Flakes.
That's not weird. I do that for the kids.
I kind of like that as well.
Maybe that's kind of my family thing as well.
I think it's actually a step up from cold cereal.
And let's face it, see, sometimes, right, there's like hierarchies. It's the same with toast. There's all different ones. Sometimes you have to just put it in for a little 10 seconds just to take the chill off the milk.
Yep.
Because when you eat it, it's too cold.
Do you know what? To be honest, that I'll actually fully go with that because Fraser never, ever, ever had warm Weetabix. It was always cold Weetabix, which for me, I just think that's criminal.
It's raw.
It's raw, it's crunchy, and it's dry.
Dry as it's, fuck.
No, that's two separate breakfasts.
We used to have an underwear basket. Once it was washed, it would go in the basket. Me and my sister would have to pair everything together and put it in the rooms and we'd let it build up for a week and my mum would be fuming that she didn't have any pants. An underwear basket.
For clean basket. Underwear?
I don't know.
Very peculiar.
Hope so.
Very unusual.
I think it's a washing basket. I think it's a big basket of dirty pants.
So everybody's pants go in the one thing. So all the skiddies are together. I don't like that one.
Maybe
next.
They're boil washing.
We had a sweetie drawer in the fridge. That's always good. Oh, I used to love when you'd go to somebody's house and they would have so many good snacks.
Yeah.
We never had good stuff, to be honest. I wasn't allowed to say the word fart. I had to say pimp and my friends still slag me for
Same.
It. Did you say pimp?
We weren't, by the actual
We weren't allowed to say fart either.
We were not allowed to say fart. It was always pimp. Always.
Even now, it feels like a wee bit of a swear word.
Fart.
Uh-huh.
I hate when the kids say it.
Yes, even the kids say it. I'm like, oh, I don't say that. But I genuinely don't have a word for them to say that's not offensive. Like, what are you supposed to say?
A puff.
No.
Love puff.
I think it's just it makes
no,
me feel
a
ill.
Fart. Remember,
yeah, that's
and puff. What is everybody saying for the word fart?
To be honest, my mum hated us saying we weren't allowed to say fart. And we weren't allowed to say hate,
and you weren't allowed to say died.
Died.
It's like crude words.
We weren't allowed to say fart, hate, die. They were the top three. Not allowed to say them. Oh, you weren't allowed to say tramp.
Oh, like, tramp's quite bad.
You're a tramp. Weren't allowed to say that.
Oh, that was such an insult when you were younger.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but do you not think now there's like words that you realise. Probably were. Like, I remember my pal saying, I don't give a toss. And apparently that means it's like a wank.
Tosser is a wanker.
Calling someone a tosser is a wanker.
Yep.
Didn't realise that.
You're not allowed to say that.
Also, apparently a dauber means a dick.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I heard that.
Another one didn't realise.
Yep, you're a dauber. Yeah.
Can I do some eggs?
Oh my God,
oh,
yes.
You get some eggs. Go on then.
We haven't done eggs for ages.
Right. So, yous were sending in some new ones, right? And we've got the cliche one, right? So one of them is him pushing the IKEA food trolley. Obviously.
Yeah, we've
it's
had
so
that
small
before.
And tiny.
It's not because he pushes it; it's because he carries it alongside him like a handbag.
Yeah, and it's quite dainty. It's just not the one.
Here's a funny one, a very niche one. Boys who phone into Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Yeah.
Fucking embarrassing.
There's something very triggering about the noise of all them talking, probably similar to us talking as a podcast, right?
Yeah.
That actually makes me angry.
Honestly, me and Andy have literally thought about that this week. I mean, like, why have you put on men arguing in the kitchen and I'm supposed to just like speak to you while there's people arguing in the background.
Same. Oh, I am so glad you've said this. I literally have the exact same thing with Fraser. I'm like, I can't listen to that. It makes me anxious.
It's usually when they're going, Scott, 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 Scott. I hear what you're saying. Scott, Scott.
And they have a different accent.
You're not even listening to me, Scott.
They put a new accent on for it. Guaranteed. They go, that's their Ned accent, right? It's the equivalent. They have a football accent where it's like, actually, Lemmy has done something like this before, right? Where he did, I can't even remember what it was, but he's going 1-2, 1-2. And I was like, that's the football accent.
It's the football accent.
They have a fucking fake voice for it.
It's not a normal conversation. Nah. They all talk a bit like this.
Aye, but this is the thing. Tam, no, I think what you need to look at here, there's so much more Scottish. There's no way they're like
so
that.
So breathy. Why are you so breathy?
Hate them.
Hate them!
Right, what about watching my fiancé edit his wee character on FIFA? Changing his hairstyle and eye colour.
Oh, grow up.
Men putting on socks and boxers on. The wee hunched over Gollum look.
Yeah,
it's a vulnerable time.
It's a very vulnerable experience.
I get the ick seeing a guy use a self-service at the supermarket. I've no idea why.
Oh, I wouldn't get that. I'd feel
good. Oh, I don't get the ick with that.
Yeah, I'd be like, go on, you take control.
Wearing slippers, proper traditional ones with joggers and no socks.
No, I like that. I just think that's actually, for me, that also forms along the same line of you're super hygienic.
Yeah.
For me, you have like house pajamas. That's actually a really lovely thing for me.
For me, in my head, I instantly see a bulge as well.
Oh, great.
Because of the joggers.
Yeah.
I'm envisioning grey joggers. Somebody's just said, get him to fuck. I don't know why.
Angry women.
Okay.
Angry women.
A guy panicking, flicking through his passport to find the photo page.
Yeah. Why can you not just locate that in one swipe?
The way guys put on lip balm, heave.
Oh, I totally agree with that. It's like they can't bear to look a tiny little bit feminine. So they hold it like, they put it everywhere.
They hold it with a fist. They can't hold it with their pincer finger. Yeah. Where's your pincer grip?
They can't make it look like a lipstick. And they also, for some reason, it's almost like they make sure they get it wrong. So that they don't look like they don't know how to do it.
I don't do this often. Uh-huh.
I don't know how to do this.
They also pull their lips in over their teeth.
Yes. That is a huge ick.
He tried to lift me up and he couldn't. It's been 2 months and I think about it hourly.
It's hard to come back from.
The way you have addressed it. Did your feet leave the floor?
Wait, he was so confident.
Did he give it 2 tries as well?
In my mind, he's also tried to
I've got it.
also, you do know that if there's been a second try, he's definitely made his back straight and bent from the hip. You know the way they tell you to lift boxes properly?
I think about it hourly. What about sneezing and all the faces he makes beforehand? Yep. Or when he scratches his athlete's foot and makes a sex face and noise?
It's
like the relief.
Oh, that's absolutely
big
gross.
X.
That's gross.
Under. Oh, no. Discovered my partner's bogey spot, been wiping them in various places under the sofa armrest, back of the bed, and down the side of the car seat. That is disgusting.
That's not even an ick.
That's a hygiene problem.
That's actually gross.
And it's also one that is very hard to come back from. I feel like a lot of these icks is a moment where you go, oh, yuck. But then you move on. That one, I don't think you're moving on for that.
You've hit the nail on the head. Yeah. There's icks and there's yucks.
Yes.
That's a yuck.
There's an irreversible icks. That's awful. See, actually, on the radio thing as well, I would say guys that phone in, something I don't understand, who's phoning in and asking for songs? Who does that?
Go on Spotify.
Georgie boy!
Can you play this? Play it yourself. You've got Spotify. We haven't had to do this for like 20 years. Why are you phoning and asking?
I know,
for
but people want on the radio.
It's giving narcissists.
It's so weird.
It's giving, I need to be given all sorts of attention to have some sort of claim to fame, which is then the ick in itself, really, when you look at it. It's not the asking for the song. It's the after story. That's the ick.
I love
it. What did you do at the weekend? GBX oh, well, I was one. Actually on the GBX.
I love the GBX one, but when it's like a four-year-old, basically, and then they're like, can I have bits and pieces? You don't fucking know what bits and pieces is.
Your mum's made you ask for
sit
that.
Down.
No, I think they do know what bits and pieces are. Because, like,
Another one that's not.
I think that they do know what that is, the kids, because they love all those songs. But here's the other thing. Why are you still up?
Yeah.
Get to your bed.
Why are you still awake? It's kind of like also for me, right? I don't know if you agree with this or if you're going to disagree. See, if I go to Asda 24 hour at an ungodly time, I'm going to the parent and child and I'd fight me for it.
It's just
why the fuck would if there are 23 spaces and one of them's parent and child and I'm there, I'm definitely going in the parent child because why would you be there?
Yeah, I agree.
It's 2 o'clock in the morning.
I couldn't.
It's fair game.
The law-abiding citizen in me just says
it's
no.
It's for me. It's for me. I'll go in the parent child.
Yeah, I feel like parent child after 9 p.m.
Especially if there's 19 other parent child spaces takers at that time.
Would you run?
What do you mean?
The chances of 19 mothers showing up with their children is very, very low.
Well, during the day it happens, okay?
Yeah, but not at night time.
Not at night time.
Okay. That's the whole point, is not after 9 o'clock.
I'd like to know if everyone else also agrees with me in that. And if you do it.
Right, yeah, are we jumping over now? Because I'm conscious
of the time,
girls.
I like when we talk about jumping over. Let's jump over. We're going to go to confession sessions. If you're not already on there, then go and get on there. And we'll see you for a wee chat.
We'll see you there.
Bye.
Goodbye.